Section 6. Three-wheel supplement. Supplementary information for three-wheel motorcycles. Many states require a separate license endorsement to operate a three-wheel motorcycle. This requires the rider to pass both a written and a skills test. The purpose of this supplement is to help prepare riders to complete the written exam for a three-wheel motorcycle license or endorsement. This information is provided in addition to that offered in the first part of this Motorcycle Operator Manual, MOM. So when preparing to take the written test, begin by reading the information on two-wheel motorcycles thoroughly. It provides information on safe operation of your motorcycle in traffic. This supplement contains information specific to the safe operation of a three-wheel motorcycle, including both three-track motorcycles and motorcycles with sidecars. Know your vehicle. There are many types of three-wheel motorcycles available on the market today. Requirements for licensing three-wheel motorcycles vary by state. In general, three-wheel motorcycles will have the following characteristics. 1. Three wheels leaving two or three separate tracks during straight-line operation. 2. Motorcycle-based conversion or design with handlebar steering. Motorcycle type controls with the standard layout. Convenience alterations like a single brake pedal or lever control, automatic clutch, or automatic transmission. Saddle seating. Seating in which the rider, passenger straddles the vehicle. If designed for a passenger, the passenger must be seated behind the operator, or in a separate passenger compartment in the case of a motorcycle with sidecar. 3. Turning diameter of the vehicle at its widest point must be less than 40. 4. The vehicle meets all applicable federal on-road vehicle standards. The following vehicles are not included in this definition, and therefore testing requirements may not be applicable. Always refer to your State Department of Motor Vehicles, Department of Licensing, or other appropriate state regulatory agency for exact regulations regarding testing for automotive hybrids or automotive conversions. Vehicles with automotive controls or seating. Vehicles with front or rear-mounted engines. Engines must be mounted mid-frame below the rider to be considered motorcycle-based. Vehicles with enclosed or semi-enclosed riding compartments. Motorcycles or scooters with two close-set wheels in front, contact patches less than 18.1 inches apart, that lean and maneuver like standard, single-track, two-wheel motorcycles are. Vehicles with any other departure from the above standards. Three-wheel motorcycle designs. Three-wheel motorcycle designs vary among manufacturers. Unlike traditional motorcycles, which are considered single-track motorcycles, three-wheel motorcycles could be either dual or triple-track design. Dual-track vehicles are motorcycles with sidecars, while triple-track motorcycles can be configured either with dual front wheels or dual rear wheels. The right motorcycle for you. Make sure your three-wheel motorcycle or sidecar-equipped motorcycle is right for you. You should be able to comfortably reach and operate all of the controls, and be able to complete full turns using the handlebars without excessive upper body movements that could jeopardize stability and control. Borrowing and lending. Borrowers and lenders, beware. Crashes are fairly common among beginning operators, especially in the first months of riding. Operating an unfamiliar motorcycle adds to the problem. If you borrow a three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with sidecar, get familiar with it in a controlled area first. If you lend your three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with sidecar to friends, make sure they are licensed and know how to ride before you allow them to operate in traffic. Such motorcycles operate very differently than two-wheel motorcycles. No matter how experienced you may be extra careful on any vehicle that is unfamiliar or new to you. Get familiar with motorcycle controls. Be sure you are familiar with the controls of the three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar before attempting to operate it on any highway, since some controls may differ from those found on other motorcycles. This is especially important if you are riding on a borrowed motorcycle. Before beginning the ride, make all the checks you would on your own motorcycle. Familiarize yourself with all controls, such as the turn signals, horn, headlight switch, fuel control valve, and cutoff switch. Locate and operate these items without having to search for them. Operate all the controls before you start riding. Know the gear shift pattern and operate the throttle, clutch, and brakes a few times. Controls react differently on different motorcycles, and exact locations of controls may vary slightly. Additionally, some motorcycle conversions may be equipped with a single brake pedal or lever control, automatic clutch, or automatic transmission. As you begin to ride, start out slowly and carefully and be aware of your surroundings. Accelerate gently, take turns a little more slowly, and leave extra room for stopping. Basic vehicle control. Steering and tip. Three-wheel motorcycles handle differently than two-wheel motorcycles. With three wheels on the ground, they are naturally more stable than a two-wheel motorcycle. They also steer differently. Because conventional three-wheel motorcycles cannot lean, they cannot countersteer. Instead, the front wheel is pointed in the direction the rider wants the motorcycle to go. Under some conditions during the operation of a three-wheel motorcycle, it is possible to have only two wheels in contact with the road surface. This could occur during turning or tight maneuvers whenever enough weight is transferred outside of what are called tip-over lines. This tendency requires careful load and passenger positioning inside the tip-over lines to help maintain maximum stability. Body position. As with any motor vehicle, operator position is important for control and for reducing or preventing fatigue. The operator should be able to reach both hand grips comfortably, since more handlebar movement is necessary than when riding a two-wheel motorcycle. While it is not necessary for the rider of a three-wheel motorcycle to move drastically during operation, shifting weight in the direction of the turn can improve control. Braking. On a motorcycle with a sidecar, during braking in a sharp turn, the sidecar wheel may lift off the ground. Motorcycle and sidecar tires have limited traction or grip on the road surface, and traction is greater when the motorcycle is rolling, not skidding or slipping. During turning, some of the available tire traction is used for cornering, so less is available for stopping. Thus, a skid can occur if you brake too hard. Turning. The tendency of the rear inside wheel to lift during turning is greater with increased speed and tighter curve radii. During a turn, inertia causes the center of gravity of the motorcycle to shift sideways and outward toward the tip over line. The reduced weight over the opposite side wheel can cause it to lift slightly. The weight of a three-track motorcycle is distributed almost equally between the two front or two rear wheels. These motorcycles handle the same in left and right hand turns. When turning a three-track motorcycle, approach a turn at speed with your head up, and look through the turn. Concentrate on pointing the front wheels in the direction you want the motorcycle to go. Roll off the throttle before entering the turn. Apply the brakes enough to slow the motorcycle to a speed at which you can ride safely through the turn, then release the brakes before the turn. Slightly lean your upper body in the direction you intend to turn. Steer the front wheels toward the turn. Roll on the throttle to pull the motorcycle through the turn. On the other hand, because the center of gravity of a motorcycle with sidecar is close to the motorcycle itself, the behavior of the vehicle when turning right and when turning left is quite different. During a right turn, a slight sideways movement of the center of gravity creates a greater tendency for the sidecar wheel to lift. The lift will be greater if the sidecar is empty or lightly loaded. When turning right on a motorcycle with sidecar, anticipate the degree of turn required. Reduce speed before entering the curve by downshifting or braking. Slightly lean your upper body in the direction you intend to turn. Maintain speed as you enter the curve. Accelerate gradually as you exit the curve. During a left-hand turn, the sidecar acts as a stabilizer, so the sidecar wheel stays on the ground. However, if the turn is taken too sharply or at too high a rate of speed, there is a tendency for the motorcycle rear suspension to extend, and this may cause the rear wheel of the motorcycle to lift off the ground. When turning left on a motorcycle with sidecar, reduce speed prior to entering the turn. Apply more pressure on the rear brake than on the front. Hills. When riding uphill on a three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar, some weight will shift to the rear, causing the front of the motorcycle to become lighter. This weight shift reduces the traction on the front tires for steering and tire grip. When riding downhill, gravity increases the amount of braking force required to slow or stop the motorcycle. It is important, therefore, to begin slowing earlier for cornering and stopping. Lane position. The track of the dual wheels of a three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar is almost the same width as some automobiles. Unlike a motorcycle, you are limited, therefore, in lane positioning. Keep toward the center of the lane to be sure the track of the dual wheels does not cross the painted lines into opposing traffic. Riding too far to the right could cause loss of traction if the tire leaves the pavement. Lane positioning when riding in groups is also an important consideration. You will not be able to use a staggered formation, such as you would when riding two-wheeled motorcycles. Ride single file and always maintain a safe margin, 2 seconds minimum, between vehicles. Parking at the roadside. Because of the limitations on mobility and motorcycle length, it is not practical to park your motorcycle at a 90-degree angle with your rear wheel touching the curb, as you would with a two-wheel motorcycle. Position your motorcycle in a parking space so you are parked parallel to the curb and set the parking brake. Some three-wheel motorcycles have reverse, so you can more easily maneuver into a parking space designed for an automobile. Parking parallel to the curb will facilitate pulling away from the curb and entering the lanes of traffic. Acceleration and deceleration. A three-wheel motorcycle with two drive wheels tends to be much more stable during acceleration and braking than a motorcycle with a sidecar. Attaching a sidecar to your motorcycle adds a non-powered, off-centered mass of weight. So, during acceleration, the sidecar will feel as though it is lagging behind you, causing the vehicle to feel as though it is being steered to the right. During deceleration or braking, the momentum of the sidecar continues to carry it forward, giving the feeling that the sidecar is trying to pass you, making the motorcycle feel as though it is being steered left. On acceleration, compensate for this tendency by steering slightly in the opposite direction from the sidecar. On deceleration, compensate for this tendency by steering slightly in the direction of the sidecar. You can also pull in the clutch when braking. Swerving. A quick stop may not always be sufficient to avoid an obstacle in your path, even if you properly apply both brakes. Sometimes the only way to avoid a collision is to swerve. A swerve is any sudden change of direction. It can be two quick turns or a rapid shift to the side when maneuvering the motorcycle. Often, there is not much time to adjust your body position. A three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with sidecar is not as maneuverable as a two-wheel motorcycle, so plan well ahead to avoid the need for any sudden turns or swerving. If braking is required, brake either before or after the swerve, never while swerving. Cornering and curves. The cornering characteristics of a three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar differ from those of a motorcycle. Even with three wheels on the ground, a sidecar can tip over if it is being turned too sharply or is going too fast for a corner. Therefore, it is best to always slow before entering a corner. The best path to follow in the curve may not be the one that follows the curve of the road. Following the center of the lane may actually increase the tip over forces. Check opposing traffic carefully, and if safe, enter the curve toward the outside of your lane. This increases your line of sight through the curve and reduces the effective radius of the curve. As you turn, move toward the inside of the curve, and as you pass the center, move to the outside to exit, always remembering to stay in your lane. Carrying passengers and cargo. Three-wheel motorcycles are designed to carry passengers and cargo, but always be sure not to exceed the tire or motorcycle loading capacity. The extra weight could change the handling characteristics of the vehicle slightly, so you must give some thought to where the loads are positioned. Many three-track motorcycles will have built-in storage compartments for cargo, either in front of or behind the rider. On these motorcycles, center the load and keep it low in the storage areas so it is positioned within the tip over lines and balanced side to side. If a passenger is being carried, the passenger will sit directly behind the rider. On a motorcycle with a sidecar, the best place for a passenger is in the sidecar. Never put a single passenger on the saddle. The added weight on the tip over line will increase the instability of the motorcycle. While a second passenger can be carried on the seat behind the rider, the heavier passenger should always be in the sidecar. The passenger sitting behind the rider should sit upright at all times. It is not necessary for the passenger to lean into curves with the rider. When carrying loads in a sidecar, secure the load firmly in place, since if the load shifts, handling will be affected. Loads should be distributed toward the rear of the sidecar to reduce tipping of the nose of the sidecar in the event of a sudden left turn. When loaded, you may find performance is reduced and that stopping distances are longer, so allow a little extra distance. The addition of a sidecar passenger will greatly improve stability, and right-hand turns can be made at a slightly higher speed. Turning left, however, will require more turning force. What a driver should do during an enforcement stop. Acknowledge the officer's presence by turning on your right turn signal. Activating your signal lets the officer know that you recognize their presence. An officer may become alarmed if you fail to recognize them and might perceive that you have a reason to avoid yielding or that you might be impaired. Move your vehicle to the right shoulder of the road. The officer will guide you using their patrol vehicle. Do not move onto the center median. Do not stop in the center median of a freeway or on the opposite side of a two-lane roadway. This will place both the driver and the officer in danger of being hit by oncoming traffic. On a freeway, move completely onto the right shoulder, even if you're in the carpool, HOV lane. Pull your vehicle as far off the roadway as possible. When it is dark, look for locations that are well lit, such as areas with street or freeway lights, near restaurants, or service stations. End your cell phone conversation and turn off your radio. The officer needs your full attention to communicate with you to complete the enforcement stop in the least amount of time needed. Remain inside your vehicle unless otherwise directed by the officer. Never step out of your vehicle unless an officer directs you to do so. During an enforcement stop, the officer's priorities are your safety, the safety of your passengers, the public, and the officer's own personal safety. In most situations, the safest place for you and your passengers is inside your vehicle. Exiting your vehicle without first being directed by an officer can increase the risk of being struck by a passing vehicle and/or increase the officer's level of feeling threatened. Place your hands in clear view, including all passengers' hands, such as on the steering wheel, on top of your lap, etc. During an enforcement stop, an officer's inability to see the hands of the driver and all occupants in the vehicle increases the officer's level of feeling threatened. Most violent criminal acts against a law enforcement officer occur through the use of a person's hands, such as the use of a firearm, sharp object, etc. If your windows are tinted, it is recommended that you roll down your windows after you have stopped your vehicle on the right shoulder of the roadway and before the officer makes contact with you.